I mean, I look at the UK, you know, in my country, I live in my country until the age of 19. I've never, ever met a single person with cancer. Because, simply because it might not have been diagnosed, you know, in our medical terms. We didn't maybe have the means to do it. You know, people didn't know about it. Having been in the UK for 15 years, you know, I've known friends who've passed away from cancers. I've known people, the families or politicians. It's in my daily life. You know, I feel so close to it. And I still can't understand, you know, as somebody who studied genetics, that we haven't found a cure for it. You know? So that's why I'm asking question. And I think we all know that the science, the rigorous scientific approach that Britain boasts itself from, and I believe in that, that we have it in this country, you know, the technology available, I think, you know, it's something that we can do. And, you know, there is so much we can do, because sometimes here we're limited, we take things for granted, even in terms of education here in universities, going to the bank and doing everything. When I go back home, I just can't believe I have to go to a queue to withdraw money. Do you know, all these things. And I do think this is all part of artificial intelligence, how we can, you know, move into more of a, like, virtual bank completely. Talk about bitcoins. Some people are really angry about it, but, you know, I do think we can, you know, there is a lot that we can do on different levels, at different levels there.